Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Matt Jones.
Woo! What's up, MJ?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Well, we're sort of down in the dumps. Roger and I got a chance to go up and see the game last night, and we cursed them, and they struggled, obviously.
You're there, huh?
We were there.
We were there. We came back last night.
Yeah, we went up and came back.
Oh, y'all never, no, hashtag no days off. I get it.
That's it. Hashtag no days off. That's right, Belichick.
Hey, there's a voice from the past, Matt, that's in here in the studio that walked by. See if you recognize it. Hello, guest.
What's up, number nine?
Yo.
That's right, the voice of Trey Schaap. So yeah,
Trey Schaap. Yeah. Trey blocked me, after
No, he didn't.
Matt,
no, he didn't.
Tell us, Matt.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
That's a good one, bro.
That's great.
Now the question.
Golf game, man.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out this week. We got a tournament this week. So.
I was going to ask who can beat who in golf.
Jones.
Oh, I can't play. Trey's way better than I am.
No.
Listen, Matt's good.
Obviously, we had a good time scrambling. Yeah.
Oh,
I bet y'all two together were great.
Scramble team or a four ball team, we could probably be pretty good.
So you know all the rules.
Yo.
When we were playing out there on the Buzz Scramble on 18, Trey knocked it in from like 112 last time we were playing.
That's right.
Well, what did you – obviously, you guys watched the game. Matt, have you ever been to Omaha before?
I have not. And I was talking to the people I was watching the game yesterday, and we were talking about how we wanted to go up there, especially this year if they made it to the national championship. I might drive
Baz
up there
has a ticket for you. You can use his.
It was impressive, Matt. I'm telling you, you've been there before, Trey. It's a 25,000 seat stadium, yeah. Matt. They do it right. Everything, the places around it, the restaurants, the bars, the hotels. I mean, it's a nice setup. Yeah. And of course,
it's like a college campus almost, huh? Like it just
I wonder what kind of economic impact for that 2 week and a half has on that.
It's huge.
Yeah, I'm sure, probably $100 million or more.
Because there was talk was that we're going to have to move away from Rosenblatt. We need something bigger. There was talk about farming it out and trying to take it somewhere else, and the city of Omaha got behind it and said, no, we want it here. Give us X number of years. We'll build you a new stadium.
Right, we see what's going on with the LIV Golf Tour. Why would you not want to play in that U.S. Open instead of go play in that? Let's keep it at Omaha.
They do it right. They know what they're doing. Everything.
Or one of the owners of DJ's Dugout. Was she one of the owners?
Yeah, well, I think one of the managers for. They have seven of them.
25-mile radius and all that. And she said, "Look, we're not making our year on the 7 days that this is going on." Obviously, she said, "But it's a big deal."
Oh, it's a huge deal.
Listen, because we did DJs. We walked down to the stadium. And then we're at Rocco's, and then after that, after the Stanford-Auburn game, we walk halfway back up, and we're at the Mattress Factory. So places everywhere like a college campus.
And I'm telling how many
college
people.
College town.
You have to walk around. One of those nights last night where nothing went right for the Razorbacks. Ole Miss pitching was, you had 10 walks. You can't beat anybody with 10 walks, and they hit the ball, and we struggled. It was almost like a role reversal from the game against Stanford. So now the question is, the long road back, you got to win 3 games this week and have to win, obviously, at least 2 on the weekend.
Well, the rough part is, David and Roger and Matt, is the fact that you've got to play tonight, if you win, tomorrow, if you win that one, then Thursday.
Yeah, 3 straight nights. And then you got to come back.
And then you got to come back on Saturday.
But we were talking earlier.
But as players, you know what you want to do?
You want to play. Yeah.
You want to play every day. So I like this team. And the thing is, we get down by 11 or 10 or 8, whatever, we don't quit. We keep grinding. They have fight in them. So it ain't easy, or they'd all be doing it.
Well, RJ brought the point earlier. We realized that Oregon State lost their first game and came through the loser's bracket. And I forgot about that and had to beat us.
Yeah. You want me to
it was tough. I went up there and watched the girls lose that last game to Texas in the Super Regional, and you have that in front of you, and you lose that.
And you were wearing black, weren't you?
I think I had on red. I had on red.
No, last night.
Oh, yeah, I did have some black on last night.
Listen, he had a black shirt on, and underneath it was a black shirt.
So 100, I'm not kidding you. It's 150, Matt.
Trying to lose weight?
It was.
We didn't know what to think, but we talked to the coppers, and they said, about every year this time.
That's right.
It's about that temperature. with the guys here at the bar and the police officers that were telling us about.
Yeah,
that.
They said it was, they said it was hot. They said it was hot for
I
them,
was looking
yeah.
for, you know, Ram and Snowfall. I don't know what I was thinking about with Omaha.
I was thinking it would be cooler, too, Raj. Yeah. I was not expecting to have that kind of heat.
Right.
I did want to thank Kaufman by Design West for sponsoring Matt every week. Matt, what did you think of the U.S. Open? Our guy, Will Zalatoris, because he's sponsored by Simmons, we're all about him. That's another, you know, a major in a row, two in a row now. He's had a chance to win at the end.
Yeah, and Trey would tell you that. What was that? That 6-iron. He had. I don't know if it was like 11 or 12, and that thing could have went right in. And then on 18, I mean, that putt looked like it's dropping, and it just hangs on. I mean, it's a great putt. How can you not like both those guys, Matthew Fitzpatrick? And how cool was that that he won the amateur at that same course, stayed with the same people, and just, you know, building relationships.
That is crazy.
2013, 100 years after Francis Wee Met, who was the last amateur to win the U.S. Open at the Country
Club
in Brookline.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Grew up across from the 17th hole, did Francis Wee Met.
Did you know about Francis Wee Met, Roger?
No.
Old Francis Wee Met.
1913 U.S. Open champion. And then so in 2013, Matthew Fitzpatrick wins the U.S. amateur there. Will Zalatoris was in the field that week.
Yeah.
And then Will Zalatoris and Matthew Fitzpatrick go down to the end here, along with Scottie Scheffler.
Now, Trey, let me ask you a golf question. When Zalatoris pulls his sleeve underneath his putting arm, and every time before he putts, you see how he's pulling that up. I don't see anybody. Why is he doing that? What's that for?
I think he's just doing it just to kind of make sure he keeps his arm in. Yeah, to kind of keep it attached to his body as he's making his putting stroke.
Well,
they all have their weird putting grip.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen them tuck their shirt in like that every time.
Roger tucks something else when he putts. But
well, you know what? That's crazy. I was telling Trey, you think about this. So Trey, I think this is year two. He was rookie of the year, Will Zalatoris.
Yep.
And that I think he's been in the top 10 in all 8 majors he's played in, and he's got 3 runner-up finishes in 3 of those 8, right?
But I think he had a WD.
He did. I didn't know
one.
That.
Yeah.
You sure?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was still 7 out of 8. I mean, he for some reason he can play majors, man. He's not intimidated. He's been in the top, you know,
obviously. Well, since last year, runner-up in the Masters.
Yep.
And then a playoff in the PGA and tied for two.
Yeah,
pretty darn
impressive. He just
do you think that's as good as Ricky Fowler's run about 6 years ago when he
I think it's
like
better.
About,
I think it's
like
better.
3 years in a row, he had a top three, top two in a major every single year for like 3 years.
The future is bright for Will Zalatoris.
You know, we'll see what happens over at St. Andrews this year. That's the home of golf for the Open Championship in July.
Yeah, but Simmons Bank had picked a good guy with Zalatoris.
Oh,
I think he's going to be.
Yes,
he's going to be around. Matt, we have a station-wide event this Thursday night. It is the premiere of the Elvis movie.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest, you or Trey, of seeing the Elvis movie?
You know, I love that you love Elvis, and I'm not a hater at all. But I could sing 2 Elvis songs, and I had a teacher in high school that loved Elvis, and just. I'm definitely more, you know, Beatles and
that's okay
that way. But I don't mind Elvis. I just, man, I think it's a generation thing. I don't know.
Is.
I just never got into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, and I think Roger, for the most part, you know, when we go over to Graceland, sometimes you'll see kids from all over
I'd
the
love
world.
To do that.
I mean, if you haven't gone over there, it's a time warp deal. RJ, have you been inside Graceland?
I've never been.
Yeah. It's you know,
Baz will take you.
Roger, we need to go over there and do the show if RJ hadn't seen that. Yeah.
Who's playing Elvis? They get like Zac Efron or something.
No, they got the
Zac Efron.
They got a relatively
now Denzel's playing it.
Denzel Washington. They got a relatively unknown guy that Roger knew we had seen with the other roses got played it, but apparently Lisa Marie and Priscilla said he nails it. You know, he doesn't look exactly like Elvis, but he personifies, he embodies what Elvis was.
You can't take an angel and try to put him on. See.
Huh? And Remy Malek was an unknown, wasn't he, when he did Queen?
Yeah.
When he did
he had a couple roles, but he was great. He won the Oscar for that. So who knows?
Roger crushed it.
Yeah, I don't. Rogers, this guy talked about getting an Oscar.
I haven't
Oscar
heard any
talk.
Oscar talk, but.
Well, Tom Hanks probably will. Tom, you know, Tom Hanks is always.
Let me hear some of your Tom Hanks again as a Colonel Abbas.
What did he say? Let's see. He said, Mr. Presley, are you ready to fly?
Wow. I thought I was back on that Ferris wheel.
Man, that's pretty good.
That is scary.
Yeah.
It was cool last night, too, to see. I saw Sam Pittman at the game last night. We saw. I didn't see a Musselman, but I know he was there.
He and Danielle were there.
Yeah, and then Ole Miss, both Ole Miss's Lane Kiffin was
Lane
there.
Lane Kiffin, and then Kermit Davis.
Bruce Pearl
yeah. With Auburn.
Yeah. I love seeing that kind of deal, you know, and I think that's what you're supposed to do. If you go to, like, a Final Four, if you go to a national championship game, I love seeing that.
Bus
know?
Has been there for support. Both games.
Yeah. What's that, Matt?
Yeah. Same thing. Even in high school, you'd see all the, you know, if they were playing the state championships, you'd see the football coach there. I like that. I'm with you, Beth.
Yeah, it's, you know, to me, we saw it first. We saw it first there in Arkansas. So we hadn't seen that in a while. Was when Pittman invited Musselman and Dave Van Horn for that A&M game. We hadn't beaten A&M in 7 years.
They were on the sideline.
They were on the sideline.
Yeah.
So we're like, wow, good idea, Sam, to make it high profile. And of course, Musselman. I don't know how Musselman does it. No. Musselman's at every concert. You know, he
doesn't bleed.
He was at
the Backstreet Boy concert. Yeah, yes. Backstreet Boys. He had the comedian.
He'd been hanging out with Snoop.
Yeah, and then he had
Saturday Night Live, Kenan Thompson.
Yeah,
Kenan Thompson.
Did you see that, Rog?
He's got to keep up with that young wife of his.
I don't know how he aligns all this. Now, he's got a great social media team. Let me tell you, he was doing a thing with, he jumped on with Justin and John Saturday. And within, like, 2 seconds of him getting off the air, it was posted. So he's got a team, and that's why, I mean, nobody comes close to him in social media if you look at all the posts in comparison. But that's part of his marketing.
Yeah.
Matt, have you seen any of the highlights on Twitter that Musselman has put out with this new team practicing?
I've seen a little bit of it. That the kid, was it Ford, that he looks very athletic. And then I see Nick Smith. I've seen some highlights of him. And then the tall kid with the fro. That is real smooth. I mean, golly, all those kids can play. I mean, I know every one of them have stuff they got to work on, but just looking at them and just a little bit I have, they can all play.
Yeah, you know, somebody made the point a few weeks ago that maybe the most entertaining thing is watching practices with these guys.
Oh, man.
Also, the NBA draft is this Thursday night. Musselman implied that, you know, he got some calls from serious inquiries about maybe moving up higher in the second round to get Jalen Williams. What's your thought on that, Matt?
Man, I he can play. And I'll get to that. But Moses Moody, was it two Arkansas Razorbacks in a row winning NBA championships?
Yeah.
I mean, how awesome is that? Like, it's such a great time. Such a great time to be a Hogs fan. But man, he can play. I would take him in the second round. I think that's a steal to get him in the second round, and he'd probably be a good locker room guy, and probably go to the. To the G League for a second, do your thing, but I would definitely want him in my organization.
You think if he would have come back, you think he could have enhanced that and been a first round draft choice?
Don't know how it all works. I don't know how. I mean, I know how it works a little bit, but I know it's changed. I don't know what his background is. If he has to do it for a certain reason, you know, I know you get all the NIL deals, and the way I always thought about it, if you're not a first round pick, your money's not guaranteed. Go ahead and come back because everything's there for you to succeed. You know, they're going to have the best equipment, best coaching, best staff, everything up there at the university to help you succeed and be a first round pick. But if you're not, I'd go back to class and get that degree.
Well, and not to mention with all the kids that Musselman's brought in, you know, I mean, you got
a whole different dynamic.
How much playing time do you have? What's he saying to another recruit? You know, he's saying, well, he's going to leave for sure. I got a spot for you. And he kind of had, you know, that's a tricky, but I think Musselman probably knows how to handle that the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the right move for him. It's going to be fun to watch this crew.
How many games are you going to go to?
Listen, I am snake bit. We did go, Matt. We did go to the bowl game, and we won that.
Yeah.
And then we went to several regular season basketball games. We won that. Roger and I did go to women's softball and saw a regional win against Princeton. Right?
Was
Princeton?
They went further. Did better than they ever had before.
Yeah. Of course, I went back and saw them lose to Texas in the Super Regional.
You went
which was heartbreaking.
Well, maybe they want Roger to go then.
I don't know. I've got that. Listen, everybody's mad at us, Matt, because
you know what, Baz? Yes. When Trey and I, we had the show for a little bit. What was that, 2 years in a row they didn't even win a conference game?
Oh, so my God. It was awesome.
You know, that was,
I know.
That was some times on the radio, right? Talking about this little.
Matt, listen, I was telling somebody last night, so I made that commitment with Bielema my first year. I said, I'm going to start going to every football game for the Buzz and for Channel 7.
Right.
And so so I've done like 100 straight games other than I missed, I guess, Texas last year because of COVID. But so it was the worst era.
It was 0-8 and 0-8.
Yeah. You got to see it firsthand.
Oh, my gosh. It was,
I'm sorry.
Matt, I was telling somebody last night, I'll never forget, I think it was Western Kentucky, looking out and seeing like 20,000 or 15.
Oh, it was awful.
15. It looked like a high school game crowd-wise in a 70,000-seat stadium. And then they blew it. You know, what's-his-face came in.
Ty Story
comes back and says, you didn't want me, huh? I'm going to hang 35 on you at halftime, you idiot. That's what he did. I hate to say that, but that's what he did.
Yeah, it's hard to watch, man. There were some games you kind of just leave the room for a second. It was hard. Those times are behind us, and we rose like a phoenix, and we're winning conference games. We got a good quarter. We got a good squad up there.
Well, I like your attitude about baseball. We'll visit with Robert Moore coming up here in a few minutes, and we always get Robert.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love him. He's
always positive. He's always, I mean, he's, you know, the way he looks at it.
Heck of a player.
That's right. Yeah. He said, we got another game tonight. That's what he'll probably say. But always great to talk to you, Matt. You're the best, buddy. Appreciate that. Appreciate.
We'll play some golf soon, Matt.
Trey, hey, I love you, buddy. Yes, sir. Roger, Baz, see you guys.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
Love you, Matthew. See you.
Love you, buddy. Do want to thank Kaufman by Design West. Get out there and see that. Roger, me, you, and RJ need to go out to Kaufman and check that place out.
It's, yeah, it's I was over at Kaufman Lumber the other day. And
that's where you got your stuff
But
from.
I didn't go out to the West store, so.